Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 86, and I'm here with Rylan. We've already recorded both of these episodes, but my mic was messed up, so we're trying again.
Ashton's audio was messed up. It wasn't my audio.
Yeah, Rylan's was fine. I sounded like a robot for some reason because OBS messed up, but
Ashton was over here like...
Why Leonard?
But before this episode starts, you know, make sure to join our Discord. We've been at 20 members since I was born. So
yeah, pretty much.
So make sure to, you know, join the Discord. We're gonna have a movie night, and also, you know, gonna have a giveaway at some point. So yeah, pretty fun stuff. So yeah, join the Discord
for sure.
Also, if you don't join, Fred the Cat, our mascot, will scratch you.
Yeah, he'll hunt you down
in your eyeball.
Yeah. All
right.
So Game Pass could be getting new tiers due to Call of Duty coming to Game Pass, and we did get a confirmation that Black Ops 6 is for sure coming to Game Pass, but we haven't heard anything about the tiers officially from Xbox. It's just rumored that there could be new tiers, and the price could go up for those tiers.
I got quite a bit here. Well, it says, amid speculation, Microsoft plans to launch a new and more expensive tier of Game Pass. You know, Ashton said there's going to be multiple tiers, different types of tiers and whatnot.
Yeah.
It says the company has confirmed that Black Ops 6 will be playable upon the launch of all these existing tiers. This week, this was actually this week, by the way. just put that up there.
Up-to-date news.
Yeah, it's actually up-to-date. It says Microsoft announced the arrival of Call of Duty Black Ops 6 day one on the Xbox Game Pass. It is the first Call of Duty game to do so. So, the first Call of Duty to ever be on Game Pass is going to be Black Ops 6. And then, you know, they're eventually going to release the older games. We just don't know when.
We really want Black Ops 2, honestly. Like, that's what we want.
That's the main Call of Duty.
Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3, 2011.
Yeah. The good ones.
Yeah. Ghosts. Black Ops 3, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Not Black Ops 4. Nope. You can keep it off air if you want.
Yep. Screw that game. Get out. Yeah.
Cold War? I'd take Cold War. Black Ops 5, for those of you that are confused, that Black Ops 6 should be 5. It shouldn't, because Cold War is 5.
Yeah. You guys got to get that fixed.
Yeah, you got to use your brain a little bit.
It says here. And follows Microsoft's $69 billion extension. Oh, that's for Activision.
Yeah, that was when they bought Activision.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
It says here, Microsoft has faced tough questions around the potential cannibalization effects of the Game Pass, particularly on games that launch on the service day one, while Xbox exclusives, have insisted sales have been boosted by a game's presence on the Game Pass. Some publishers remain unconvinced. Former Activision boss Bobby Kotick. It's a weird last name. Or Kotick.
Kotick, I think.
For example, yeah, it's Kotick. It says, was always against putting Call of Duty into subscription services because, you know, it's a big, giant whole franchise.
So right. They make a lot of money from it.
Yeah. That's, if you just say, name a gaming franchise, you're going to say Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's the biggest gaming franchise.
Most popular, for sure.
Yeah, most popular, if not biggest, you know. Because how many games there are, how many, really popular games, etc. But he was against the idea of it. It says here, unlike Microsoft console rival Sony, does not release its exclusive straight into a subscription service. Sony doesn't do that. But, you know, Microsoft's going to.
Right, yep. Microsoft's better.
It says here, it's a speculation. It's rife that Microsoft plans to make significant changes to Game Pass, accommodate the launch of Black Ops 6 straight into the service. Some have wondered whether Microsoft plans to launch a new, more expensive tier of Game Pass for day one titles, locking the... Actually, me and Action, we talked about this where my camera's all delayed.
We
talked about this. We talked about they might... I'm pretty sure this was one of the... the last recording of this episode, we talked about how they're probably going to raise Game Pass prices and stuff like that.
Because
Call of Duty's coming.
I'd say the highest tier, which will probably what Call of Duty will be on, like Game Pass Ultimate, or they might come out with a new tier, but I think whatever the highest one is probably going to be $18 to $20 a month, if I had to guess.
Yeah, since it's like $10 right now, right?
I think it's up to like $15.
$10, $15. That's what it is right now. It's around that range.
Yeah.
So they're going to up it a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd say 18 to 20, but we'll definitely let you guys know for sure when we find out, but...
Yeah, like always.
Yeah.
But it's going to be... Black Ops 6 is going to be on Xbox, PC, you know, Game Pass, Ultimate, PC Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass for console members, Microsoft said. Upon the launch, it will be playable on Xbox, PC, Game Pass, Ultimate, PC Game Pass, and regular Game Pass for console members. Pretty cool. That's awesome that they're doing that on release. Pretty sure it comes out June 9th.
Because
they announced it.
I think it was June 9th. I know it's early June, which is early for Call of Duty. Usually Call of Duty comes out in October or November.
Yeah, it's somewhere around the winter times, fall, winter type times.
Yeah. So that's good.
But yeah. That's about all I have here. Just, you know, been looking for Black Ops 6.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, for sure.
Yeah, I am too.
All right, guys, we'll move on. Midori leaks what appears to be a Zelda Breath of the Wild remaster.
That is not on here.
Okay. Got you.
I do remember some of it.
Though. Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of crap about Breath of the Wild because, you know, I do think, you know, Breath of the Wild deserves remastered. Yeah, that was one. That was our one topic.
Yeah. All right. So last year, selected members of the gaming media were apparently given a look at the successor to Nintendo Switch at a closed-door event during Gamescom 2023. Yeah. During that event, journalists were reportedly shown an enhanced version of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild running on the system with a higher frame rate and resolution compared to the version that launched alongside Switch back in 2017. At the time those reports surfaced, we weren't sure if this would be an actual release or merely a tech demo meant to show the system's abilities. Mm-hmm. However, a new leak suggests that it's the former rather than the latter. According to the leaker known as Midori, there is a project at Nintendo with the codename YuKingO. Following that post on Twitter, user Skipper93653 pointed out that the original internal codename used for Breath of the Wild was Yu King. Both Midori and Skipper noted that Nintendo often adds a suffix to ports and remasters when they make the jump to another system, using Captain Toad Treasure Tractor as one example. The game apparently had the codename Kanepio on Wii U and then Kanepio S on Switch, as well as Kanepio C on 3DS. So here's what people are thinking, that it's going to be a complete remaster of Breath of the Wild. It's going to be 60 frames. Graphics are going to be better and everything. So here's what I think it's going to be. It's not going to be a complete remaster. I think it's going to be the same game, same graphics, same frame rate even. Just they'll include the DLC.
Yeah. I was going to say they might, how you said that, they might not change the frame rate. But if it
they
comes
could, they could make it up to 60.
I remember we were talking about this.
Yeah.
We were thinking that maybe it's going to come at the release of Switch 2.
Yeah. As a launch title, maybe.
They might up the frame rate to 60 for the Switch 2.
Yeah, they could. But I just don't think it's going to be a complete remaster like people are thinking. I think it's just going be at the most
some DLCs and stuff like that.
It'll include the DLCs because they were $15-$20 a piece. So yeah, it'll be kind of like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, how when it got ported to the Switch, it's the same game as the Wii U, it just has the included DLC. So I think it'll be something like that.
Yeah, I mean, the frame rate, they might change. It just depends if it comes on the Switch 2 or not.
Right.
That's my opinion. That's what I think, at least.
Yeah. And
but
we'll just have to wait and see if it's actually true or not.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, though. Yeah. We'll all update you on whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Comes up, like always.
Yeah. All right. Xbox announces their new mobile store.
The crap, that's not on here either.
All right, I got you again.
I do remember, though, that, I remember saying that whenever we were talking about this, last time we recorded.
Yeah, Roland deleted all of his notes. He was trying to get them all back. That's why.
Yeah.
Because we, like we said, we recorded these last week, and my voice sounded like a robot, so we had to re-record this week.
Ashton was a robot. He was Qui-Gon.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I still don't understand how they're going to do it, because I remember how it's like a store. Like, is it going to work kind of how the Xbox app is going to work? Like, how it works?
Yeah.
Or will you be able to just purchase games, and then, you can automatically download it from your console?
Yeah, I think maybe something like Steam, how you can connect it your phone and then just download your game from anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as your PC is connected to Wi-Fi.
I'm pretty sure you can already get games off the Xbox app, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you can just buy them from there, but you can't download them remotely to your Xbox PC or nothing.
I feel like this Xbox app, this new one, for the mobile store, you're going to be able to do that. You're going to be able to, say, oh, wait, you got done. watching or listening to a Two Brothers Gaming episode, and we just talked about a brand new game, right? Picture this in your mind. And, you know, you're like, oh, crap, this game sounds cool, right? Let me go on my app and download. I feel like that's what it's going to be. You're going to be able to download it, and then, you know, it's going to download from your phone instead of internet-wise and whatnot.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe it's going to just pop up on your Xbox.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Which would be awesome.
So what this says is Microsoft has announced that its Xbox mobile storefront will launch in July 2024. Xbox President Sarah Bond revealed the news at the Bloomberg Technology Summit, during which she shared that the store will only be available on the web to begin with, to rival mobile storefronts such as Apple and Google Play. We're doing that because that really allows us to have it be an experience that's accessible across all devices, all countries, no matter what, independent of the policies of closed ecosystem stores, says Bond. And then we're going to extend from there. Microsoft's first party content will be made available first, including titles such as Candy Crush and Minecraft. Titles by unknown partners will follow, but there is currently no specific date as to when users can expect them. Bond clarified that the intention for the Xbox mobile store, which was announced last October, is for the firm to facilitate gaming across consoles, computers, and mobile devices.
I know why I did it.
Why?
It's putting episode 87's note. It put 87's notes on that one.
Oh. That's weird.
I know it is weird. I don't know why I did it. Look at it.
All right. That's pretty much it for that. So we'll just keep you guys up to date when we find out more. So it sounds like it's going to come out on the web first and then an actual like app. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's going to be on like Mac and all that, right?
Eventually, yeah, it'll be Mac, Windows, and everything like Steam and Epic Game Store and everything is.
Yeah. So you're going to be able to get on your computer, maybe possibly download games, whatnot.
Yeah.
From your computer, then you know, can just automatically play it on your, you know, console.
Right. So our next topic, we've already talked about it, so we'll just skip it and get to our last one. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the Breath of the Wild remaster being rumored. Do you think it needs a remaster already, and would you buy it?
Not right now. I don't think it needs one right now.
It's only been 7 years since it came out.
Yeah, I feel like maybe 10 or more years. 10 at the least, in my opinion. Because, you know, it's too young of a game to have a remastered already. Because games like Black Ops 2, so they don't even have a remaster.
It needs a remaster. Black Ops 2 does.
Yeah.
I love that. That's what Black Ops 6 was rumored to be before it came to Black Ops 6.
Yeah. It was a remaster for Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think Breath of the Wild needs a remaster at this moment. I'd say 10 or a little bit longer. Like, whenever it hits its 10-year anniversary or longer.
Like, Ocarina of Time, it's been ported to consoles 100 times. Maybe not quite that many, but a lot.
The
remaster didn't come out until 2011, 13 years after the original one came out. So,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And it's only been remade once, and it's been ported more than that. But so you could port Breath of the Wild if you wanted to, but not remaster yet. Like,
if the Switch 2 comes out either next year or 2026, right?
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild remastered, I don't think it would go on that one. I think it would go on the next Switch, if so.
Yeah, I do too. So I think Zelda has other games that need remasters first. Like, I'd like to see the Oracle games get the same remake style as Link's Awakening got on Switch. I'd like to see maybe A Link to the Past get a remaster. Because, I mean, it's stuck on the SNES, so modernize it some for people that's never played the game.
I mean, you can play SNES games on the Switch.
You can, Switch, but it's not, like, it's still old style, so, like, modernize it some. That would be cool for them to do. Yeah. Upgrade the graphics, the controls, make them a little easier to use.
A little bit modern, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, we're still waiting on ports for Wind Waker and Twilight Princess to come to Switch because they were on Wii U. Bring them to the Switch. So maybe you launch those on the Switch too as launch titles. And I'm still thinking Metroid Prime 4 will be a cross-gen game. It'll release on the Switch, and then the Switch 2, it'll be a launch title for that as well. I still believe that.
Yeah.
But to answer the question, no, I don't think Breath of the Wild needs a remaster already, and would I buy it? Probably for collector's purposes, but like I said when we recorded this a week ago, I've already got all 120 shrines. I've got beat both DLCs fully. I got the motorcycle at the end and everything. I don't want to go through all that again.
You don't want to do that again.
No. You know? I got all the shrines through DLC and everything. Like, that's too much to do. Like, it took so much time to do that. I don't want to do that again. So, no, I wouldn't buy it to play it. I'd probably do it just collectors.
Yeah, before Breath of the Wild, whenever Ashton did that, he didn't have a kid either.
Right. So. Yeah, that's why Tears of the Kingdom, like, I haven't got to play it as much. I was married when Breath of the Wild came out, but I wasn't. I didn't have a kid yet, so I was able to put more time into it.
Zachary and his shenanigans.
A lot of shenanigans.
little bread sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when he's sleepy. Like he was this evening. Man, he was...
It took forever.
And when he's sleepy, he's harder to put to sleep.
That makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense, but it is what it is. But, yeah, I don't think I would buy it to play just for collectors. And
yeah, say if there was, like, a digital copy as well of it, that would be awesome to have, you know?
Yeah. And like I said last week as well, after playing Tears of the Kingdom, it would be hard to go back to Breath of the Wild because it feels bare bones. Like you can do so much more in Tears of the Kingdom, your abilities and everything.
I know, there's a whole bunch of different powers and stuff.
Yeah.
Compared to Breath of the Wild, because all you really have is, you know, the Sheikah Slate, where you can do all the different abilities. But you can do that in Tears of the Kingdom, can't you?
Yeah, there's different abilities. They're different abilities, but yeah, there's abilities, but you can build stuff and fly and all kinds of stuff. And there's sky islands and there's the depths to explore. Like it's just so much bigger. Like, it's crazy. It's still crazy to me how they fit that game on the Switch. Like, it's such a massive game.
It's crazy, honestly.
Yeah.
And plus how good the graphics are.
Yeah.
They're a bit better than Breath of the Wild graphics.
A little bit, yeah. It looks good.
The game runs a little bit smoother too.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Yeah, definitely. But guys, that's all the topics we have. So we appreciate you for watching or listening. You can watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Join our Discord, like Rylan said. We'll have a movie night and a giveaway eventually once we get 30 members. Join all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube, our podcast, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Discord or Instagram.
Yep.
Rylan, do you have anything?
Nope. Just, you know, we finally have over 280,000 members. Not members, downloaded, sorry. Second Discord.
I mean, if we had that many members on Discord, I mean, that'd be definitely a giveaway going on.
Pretty cool. But, yeah, we only have 20. So join the Discord. Or Fred.
Come on, guys. Like, we're kind of getting tired of telling you guys this. We know you hear us. We're getting the downloads, but you're just not joining. So come on.
We're saying at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
And the end. So I know you hear it.
Yeah. You have to.
You're just too lazy to.
Yeah, come on. It's in literally a link. Yes, if you don't have an account, you have to make an account, but it takes 5 seconds. And if you do have an account, literally all you do is hit the link and hit join. Exactly. That's it. You don't even have to talk to us if you don't want to.
Just join.
Just join.
You can get a free t-shirt or something out of it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.